Jocelyn Foreman was without permanent housing for 6 years. She surfed on couches, stayed with relatives, and dealt with the constant anxiety of not knowing where she and her children were going to stay next. She had finally found a home to rent in Pinole, but after just 2 years, the house was facing foreclosure and went up for auction. A California-based company called Wedgwood Properties bought the house for $600,000, and Foreman said she faced being without a home once again. Wedgwood is known for flipping distressed properties, notably the one occupied by the Oakland housing advocacy group Moms for Housing. The unhoused mothers occupied an empty house in Oakland to raise awareness of housing insecurity in early 2020. According to an investigation by KQED, the company has scooped up more than 270 distressed properties just since the start of the pandemic in 2020. The Moms for Housing struggle prompted state lawmakers to create SB 1079. The law gives tenants the right of first refusal when a house goes up for auction. It meant Jocelyn could stay in her home if she was able to meet the bid of $600,000. She knew it was a long shot, but decided to try and raise the money.
This house was so important to me. And the reason why it was important was because it was my opportunity to break cycles for myself and for my children. And now I have three grandchildren, and they are my legacy. And in that house, my mother took her last breath.
Foreman has teamed up with a number of local community organizers, including Christine Hernandez, co-director of the Radical Real Estate Law School. The women began fundraising. Foreman said things went slowly at first, but eventually they raised more than $100,000 from more than 900 individual donors. But she said it still wasn't enough, so Hernandez reached out to the Northern California Community Land Trust, or NCLT. Community land trusts are local organizations that purchase land and keep it permanently affordable for tenants. But as nonprofits, they don't always have huge amounts of cash on hand. Francis McElveen is the director of real estate for NCLT. He said their projects usually take months, if not years, to put together. But with a lot of community support, they made it happen.
This was a unicorn of a case because of Jocelyn, because of who she is, because of the network of people around her, because of how much support she has in this community. But this was one time. So if we want to address the wave of foreclosures that is on the horizon, we have got to fully fund the implementation of SB 1079.
In just 45 days, Hernandez said the NCLT came up with the $600,000 needed to purchase the property.
I am beyond words right now. This bill, SB 1079, has changed the face of home ownership for a lot of people. And I want to say, this is not a moment. This is a movement. Thank you.
Because of the new law and help from the Community Land Trust, Jocelyn and her family not only will be able to stay in their home, she will also have the opportunity to buy it. Under the land trust arrangement, NCLT will retain ownership of the land the home sits on, which will ensure it remains affordable for generations to come. Christine Hernandez says land trusts can be a powerful tool for addressing the housing crisis and creating a pathway to home ownership for people who may not qualify for traditional housing loans. That's especially true in California, she said, which has the second lowest rate of home ownership in the country.
One of the big picture goals is to have people who are struggling with housing security recognize this as the opportunity that it is. I think land trusts have historically served like certain populations of people, and I think that there's a cultural shifting that's happening. That's why I'm so excited that Jocelyn has joined this movement and that she will now be living in a community land trust owned property. Her success story is going to make this relatable to a lot of people like her.
But not every tenant will have a network that can fundraise like Jocelyn. To ensure that other tenants have the opportunity to benefit from this legislation, advocates say the state government should provide funding for SB 1079. Legislators are asking for $103 million to be set aside for that purpose in this year's state budget. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.